showed me up. Preaches harder than me. Wow, I don't know where he gets all that from. But it's in there. We love and appreciate them. And come on, Elder. Sister Vance Black, if you feel like it, you can testify. Come on, Elder. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's so good. Did you bring your Bible big enough to read this time, or you don't need it?
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Let's give him a good hand clap of praise. Appreciate Brother and Sister Texton. It's a great honor to be in the presence of God in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
I've told this probably a number of places I preached, but there was a group that made a statement that we have so learned how to have church that we can have church with or without God. Well, I don't think this is just me talking, but if it's without God, it's not church.
That's right.
Amen. I thank God for church. Yeah. Thank God for real, genuine church.
Right. Yes. Lord.
I still believe in praise. I believe in worship.
Yes.
Amen. And I enjoyed the worship service tonight.
Yes.
And it's always an honor. It's a great honor.
Yes.
You know, I fear sometimes that we take things for granted.
Right. Oh, Jesus.
Amen. That we're drinking from wells that we didn't live.
That's right.
Right. Living in houses we didn't build.
Right.
Eating the grapes from the vineyards we did not plant.
That's right.
We are blessed.
Yes, we are.
Amen.
Amen.
We are blessed. Praise God.
Thank you, precious Savior.
It's good to see all of you here in the house of God today.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I walked into a church some years ago to preach, and a man met me just inside the door. He said, "Well, I didn't know you was going to be here tonight." But he said, "I'm proud to come anyway." So,
all right.
I have a little something I'd like to say.
Thank you, God.
Amen. From the good words of God.
Amen.
Everybody appreciate your Bible?
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Appreciate
thank
the word
you,
Lord. Of God. Thank God for the Bible preaching and the Bible teaching. It's food for our soul.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You gotta have the Word of God to make it to heaven.
Right.
Amen. I thank God for the song and the shout. And I thank God that I found out a long time ago why I have a song and a shout.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes.
I got a song and a shout because I heard somebody preaching out of this book.
Amen.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Told me how to get here. And after getting here, told me how to stay here.
Right.
Yes.
Well, praise
right.
God.
Right.
Amen. I want to call your attention this evening to the words of God. I would talk to you this evening from Book of Psalms. There is in the Book of Psalms a lesson for all of us in our everyday living. And our walk with God.
That's right.
No matter whether you're high, there's something in there about you being high.
Right.
If you're low, thank God He's got something in there for that.
Right.
Amen. Yes, and I just thank God for the word of the Lord. If you would be kind enough to stand, I would read in Psalm number 121. to how he starts out in Psalm number 121. I think in order to live for God and do it the way God wants us to do it, we need to have a positive attitude.
All right, yes, sir.
The writer said, "This is what I will."
Yes.
Everybody say, "I will."
I will.
And that's not the lesson tonight, but that's gotta preach. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills.
Yes.
From whence cometh my help?
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
My help. That's for me.
Yeah.
My help cometh from the Lord.
Yes.
Which made heaven and earth.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's what I want to talk about for a few minutes tonight. Can you stand about 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Can you take about 20 minutes of preaching?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Nobody ever said that I ever heard that I don't like a 20-minute preacher. Who'll give me 20 minutes?
Yeah.
20. You see them cards and letters come.
All right. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Praise God. You may be seated. So good to have my wife with us here tonight.
Yes. Yes. Jesus.
Blessing to have her receive. I love her so very much.
Yes.
Appreciate the prayers that you pray.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. She's a touch from the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let everybody know that we got a God that's able.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
We got a God that is able.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
I will lift mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. Verse 2 is what I want to talk about tonight. My help.
Oh, Jesus.
Cometh from the Lord.
Right.
Yes, Lord.
For anybody that does not believe in miracles, power, and the help of God, it's either one or two things. Have never read the book.
Right.
And they never had any trouble.
All
right.
Right. Well, praise God.
Thank
right.
You.
Most of us in this room tonight are old enough to have already had some storms.
Right.
If you have not had any, don't give up. But the consolation, the promises of the words of God.
Yes.
Anybody believe that we can believe the Bible?
Amen.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to tell you that I believe that we can stand on the Word of God.
Right.
Well, praise God.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
A lot of people will discount that. We're living in a generation that I never thought I would live long enough to
That's
see
right.
what I'm looking
That's right.
at today.
That's right.
But I thank God that the songwriter said, through it all,
through it all,
I've learned to trust in Jesus. Excuse me tonight while I feel like preaching. Is that right? I've got somebody that'll walk with me and talk with me while I'm walking this narrow way. Your Bible tells you to strive to enter in at the straight gate. I asked somebody in chapel one morning, what does the word strive mean? One of the school students just quickly said, try hard.
Right.
That's what it means to strive.
Right.
Now I've got to tell somebody here tonight that when the devil comes by knocking at your door, trying to convince you that it's not right, what you're doing is not going to work, I'm going to tell you, can I just testify for a minute? It's worked for me for over 65 years. Thank God, and it'll carry me on for all of my days. Thank God, I'm looking to the hill. From which cometh my help? So let's look at the first phrase of that. I will lift mine eyes. So what does that encourage us to do? To focus.
Yes.
To focus.
Yes.
And when you focus, be sure you're focused on the right thing.
Right.
I heard a story a long time ago that a farmer hired a new hand to help him on the farm. And he said, what I want you to do is take this plow and this tractor and plow this field.
Right. Yes.
Well, farmer come back and looked at it and he thought, oh no. So he asked the young man, can you not plow a straight furrow, a straight row?
Yes.
He said, let me give you a hint. What you need to do is look down the other end of the field and find something that you focus on,
that
should help you to plow a straight row.
Right.
So the farmer came back, looked at it, and it went like this. Curved all the way down that row. The farmer said, did you do what I did? He said, yes, I did what you told me to. He said, did you focus on something at the other end of the field?
Yes.
He said, I did. He said, what did you focus on? He said, I watched that cow on the other end. I watched that cow. That cow just kept moving. Oh, he had a focus all right, but it was on the wrong thing.
Right.
I'm focused on the Word of God.
Yeah.
I'm focused on the testimony of somebody that's been around for a long time. Thank God. Oh, hallelujah. Excuse me, Father. Praise break here tonight. But the Lord has been good to me. He's done me nothing but good. I'm going to thank Him. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to shout about it. I'm going to worship my God. Well, hallelujah. You know they condemn us for getting loud.
Right? Yes.
I just might as well tell you, in case you haven't realized this yet, I'm still young enough to like it loud.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, I like it loud.
Yeah.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Yes.
Shout.
Yes.
Shout.
Yes.
Shout to the Lord with the voice. That's your voice.
Right.
That's why I believe in opening my mouth.
Right.
That you can open your mouth. Praise your God.
Right.
If the world can shout about somebody taking a piece of pigskin and kicking it down the football field, and just they come on you and they stand and they scream and holler, thank God I've been redeemed. I've been set free. I've been liberated by the power of God.
Thank you, Lord.
I got a right to praise Him.
I got a right, yes.
Hallelujah. Paul and Silas got to that one time.
Yeah.
Did you read that in your book?
Right.
Chapter 16 of the book of Acts. At midnight.
Midnight.
You know where I want to be at midnight? Do I need to tell you? I get up too early not to be in bed by midnight. Well, praise God. But at midnight, they prayed and sang praises unto God.
Yes.
Now, how can you praise God when you're in maximum security, locked up in a prison, and stocks and bombed? I don't know if they can even clap their hands or pat their foot. But I know one thing. They can sing praises to God. And they can pray to the God. Oh, hallelujah. Not just to the God, but to the God that can hear. A God that can my age, Brother Tedford, and I'm supposed to feel like preaching like I feel like preaching.
Good job. Good job for a young man.
But you know what? For a young man. Thank you very much. Excuse me while I find some porters. Well, praise God. Amen. We give praise to God.
Yeah.
If you go to the 8th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus came down from the mountain, the multitude of people with him, and there came a leper beseeching him, and the Bible said, worshiping the Lord.
Right.
He was a leper, but he was worshiping the Lord.
Right.
You know what that tells me? Don't wait till the battle's over. Go ahead and shout now.
Yeah,
praise God. Oh, I'm not singing that sad song. Woe is me. I'm not singing that song. Nobody hates, nobody likes me. Everybody, oh, come on, children. Thank God in the darkness of your night. Weeping, my. In Psalm 30 and 5, that weeping may endure for the night. You may be weeping now, but joy cometh in the morning.
Hallelujah.
So this man was a leper.
Yes.
And he said, Jesus, if thou wilt, thou canst make me whole.
Yes.
All right. Right.
In English language, that means, Lord, if you will, you can heal me.
Yeah.
If you will, I'm not leaving the same way I came.
Right.
If you will, Lord, you can do that.
Yeah. Right.
And you know what the Lord said? He said, I will.
Yeah.
Right.
It doesn't get any better than that.
No. Right.
Doesn't get any more simple than that. Sometimes we make it hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes we put a roadblock in front of ourselves.
Right.
But this man worshiped God. And said, if you will, you can make me whole.
Right.
Now, did you notice something? The Bible said that he came down from the mountain with a multitude of people.
Yes.
I don't know who in that multitude might have needed a miracle. I don't know who might have needed a healing, just in a good old-fashioned encouraging and strengthening and say, Lord, come on, brother, you're doing all right. Come on. You're going to make it. You can do it. I don't know who might have needed what, but Jesus in that multitude, oh, I wish somebody would help me right now. But in that multitude, he zeroed in on somebody and said, you've got a need. You are a leper. And he reached down and touched that man. Is it all right if I preach a little bit?
Yeah.
I might just go over my 20 minutes.
Come on,
but you know what? There was a blind man one time, Brother Skinner.
Yes, sir.
Sitting by the wayside begging.
Yes, he was.
You know why he was begging? That was his livelihood.
All right.
With a red-tipped cane and a checker jacket. And let everybody know he was a blind man.
Right.
Yes. He didn't have a choice but to beg.
Right. Yes, that's right.
And when he heard a noise, the people around him, probably a family member or a friend, and he said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
Have mercy, have mercy.
They said, hold your peace. That means quit talking.
Right.
Be still.
Yeah,
I don't want to say the word shut up, but,
yeah.
You know, well, praise the Lord.
Right.
They thought that he was not important enough
all right.
for Jesus to stop and take notice.
Yeah. Right.
Can I tell somebody in this room tonight, no matter who you are, no matter where you are in the valley of darkness and despair, the valley of the shadow of death, I want to tell you,
you right now that this Jesus I'm preaching about, out of a multitude and a crowd, he can zero in on you. He can pick you out of a crowd and say, I'm going to help you. I'm going to touch you. I'm going to save you. Oh, hallelujah. That's the Jesus I'm talking about here tonight.
Pick
you out of the crowd.
Right.
I told this the other day, I was teaching a Bible class. I was coming home from a meeting one time on a very busy 6-lane highway. Don't you tell nobody I told you this. But I was speeding.
Oh.
And my son was with me. And he said, Dad, he's coming after you. There was a state trooper sitting on the side of the road. Then he pulled me over, come out on the side of the car. Driver's license, registration, please. He was very nice. You ever get stopped and after they write you a $200 or $300 ticket, they say, have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Are you kidding me? I wanted to before this. Really, I said, well, I was just running with the traffic. And he didn't hesitate. He said, I picked you out of the crowd. That's what Jesus will do for you.
All right. Yes,
not to give you a ticket, but to help you.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, praise God.
Right.
Not to do something bad for you to make you feel worse. He'll dry your eyes.
All right. Right.
He'll dry the tears from your eyes.
Right.
That broken heart that is busted all to pieces, bleeding and broken, he can heal a broken heart.
Yes, yes.
He can put it all back together again.
Oh.
You heard the story about Humpty Dumpty?
Yes.
Sat on the wall.
Yes.
Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. I'm not talking about Humpty Dumpty. I'm talking about the Lord of glory. I'm talking about the King of kings. I'm talking about the God eternal. I'm preaching about the everlasting Father. I'm here to tell you, he's the Lord opener. He's the blind man healer. He's the earth bearer. He's the heaven Lord seller. He's a lion and dragon. He's a sunshine. Too old to feel like preaching like this.
Help him, Lord. Help him, Lord.
No. They asked me one time, why you preach like you do? I said, oh, just leave it alone. Let me do it while I still can.
Yeah.
Well, praise God. So this blind man said, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.
Yes.
Right.
Blind man, I need help. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the first thing you got to do if you need help.
Right, right.
Tell him.
Yes.
You ain't listening to me tonight. Tell him.
Yeah, right.
Tell him I need help.
Right, yeah.
And when you lift your eyes to the hills from where your help is coming from, that's telling whoever's up there in them hills, and that happened to be the King of glory.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. I feel like preaching tonight. Is this all right? He's going to help you if you believe in simple faith. There's a plaque in front of the Bible desk in silver that simply says, expect
right.
A miracle.
Yeah, right.
Expect a miracle. Now, there's a difference between knowing God can do it.
Right, right.
Well, we all know God can do it, do we not?
Yeah.
We all know God can do it. But do we believe God's going to do it?
Right.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Right.
You know what the Lord said? Get up and walk.
Amen.
He spoke to the lame man. Pick up your bed and walk. Hallelujah. But oh, blind Barnabas, I want you to know Jesus said, bring him to me. Bring him to me. Why did the Lord say, bring him to me? He picked him out of that crowd. He picked him out of that crowd. He was a man that needed a miracle. He was somebody that needed help. He was somebody that cried out, Jesus! God, son of David, have mercy on me.
Have mercy.
Well, praise God.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
This man believed that God not only could do it, but God would do it.
Would
do it, yes.
When God sees you, your cry for help. You know, sometimes you just got to get desperate.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Sometimes you just got to get desperate.
Yes.
And you got to tell the Lord, sometimes when you're... I just don't preach what I feel about. Is this all
right? Yes, Lord.
We are all human beings.
Yes, right. Lord.
Well, praise God.
Yeah, right.
We are all flesh, blood, and bones.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Anybody in this room perfect tonight? I've seen a few that they wanted you to thank the Lord.
That's right.
I've seen
preacher got up and preaching one Sunday morning, preaching on perfection. And he preached a little while and he stopped and he said, by the way, is there anybody in this room that's perfect? It got quiet.
Yeah.
You can hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, back towards the back of this large auditorium, a man raised his hand. The preacher looked at him and he said, sir, are you perfect? He said, no, but my wife's first husband was. Oh, help me somebody. Praise the Lord. You know what? We are all human. You listen to me. We are all human. Now I'm going to preach a little something tonight. I don't know if I'm... Well, I'm going to preach it.
Come on.
The man asked me to preach, so I guess that's what
he wanted.
I'm going to tell you what. God didn't call us into this church to be the policeman to correct everybody else.
Come on.
I told somebody one time, I said, do you have a broom? Well, yeah. I said, sweep off your own back porch. Don't try to sweep off anybody else. Now you've got problems of your own. You need to talk to the Lord and get closer to God.
Yeah.
And you're trying to perfect somebody else. Well, ask me what to do to just enjoy and gossiping and talking about it. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Yes, I'll admit I need all the help I can get. Go ahead and bow down. Come to the Lord, but bend the knees. You've got to bow down here. And tell the Lord I need some help today. As I enjoy the company and the fellowship of good, godly people, brothers and sisters in Christ, preachers enjoy the fellowship of another preacher.
Right.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Right, yes.
But I'm going to tell you what, of all of the help that somebody can give you, and all of the help that you can give somebody else, the final, the bottom line is, when it comes to the help where nobody else can help us.
Right, right.
Where nobody else can help us.
Right.
And we can offer encouraging words, and we should.
Right.
If it's fitting for you to pat somebody on the back, give them a back pat.
Right.
Let them know you appreciate them, love them, and pray for them, and all of that. But I'm going to tell you one thing. The bottom line is, it all comes down to that one.
Yes.
I will lift mine eye.
Yes.
Well, hallelujah. Psalm 24 says, lift up your heads, O you gave.
Yes.
Who was it that sang that song? Donnie Rambo? You can't see the sun with your head to the ground.
Right.
Tears dim your vision. And
right.
Weight your heart down. But I've got a God. I'm looking up.
Right.
In trouble.
Yes.
Man, this morning, the last time I looked, that was probably most all of us. Man, morning.
A few days.
Well, don't let me get up on this sidetrack. Help me, brother. Some men don't know if they're men or women.
All right.
They don't know where to wear long pants or a skirt. Well, come on. Male and female made he them.
Yeah.
God is not confused.
Right.
Well, praise God.
Amen.
My wife had a paper on that it was like an 8.5x11 with a picture of a man on it. And he said, I was born. Before I was born, I was trapped. Well, inside a woman's body.
Yeah.
Right. 9 months.
Well, and you know what he said? And then I was born.
Yeah.
A man trapped in a woman's body. And then I was born.
Right.
Well, for 9 months, that's where you were, or thereabout.
Right.
You know what? I'm glad to be here.
Right.
Yeah. I'm glad I know what I am.
Right.
I'm a full-blooded American.
Right.
Well, even with all of the problems in America, I'm still glad to be one.
Yeah. Right.
Thank God for the good old red, white, and blue.
Yes.
Junk that's going on, but I thank God for the miracle.
Right.
Yeah, praise God.
Yeah.
No, I ain't going to say it. There ain't nothing you can say to get me to say it. Don't even try.
Go ahead.
No, I ain't going to.
Come on.
No. Leave me alone.
Might as well.
Leave me alone. Well, praise God. I'll just tell you who I'm voting for. I'm voting for Jesus. I'm voting for Jesus. Well, praise God. Well, I'm so happy to know that I've got somebody. He knows everything.
Yes, he does.
He sees everything.
Yes, he does.
He's everywhere.
Yes,
all the time.
Yes,
God is good.
Yes,
all the time.
Yes,
God is
yes,
good.
Yes,
all the time.
Yes,
all the time. God is good.
Yes,
I'm going to praise him.
Yes,
I'm going to praise him.
Yes,
well, praise God. He's omnipotent.
Amen.
That means all powerful. Omniscient. That means he knows everything.
Right.
And omnipresent. That means he's everywhere.
Right.
David said, whither shall I go?
Right.
To flee from the presence of the Lord.
That's right.
I take the wings of the morning, fly to the uttermost parts of the... He's there.
He's there.
Right.
Hallelujah. With the Lord... I got this from somebody else, but I kind of like that, so I'm going to say it. When the Lord leaves where he is to go, where he's going, when he gets there, he finds out he's already there.
Right.
And when he's there, he finds out he never left from where he left. He's
right.
Still there.
Yeah.
But he's everywhere. Morning, noon, night.
That's right.
Middle of the night, the God of Israel neither slumbers nor does he sleep. That's the person I want to be a part of. Oh, that's who I want for my king. That's who I want for my redeemer. That's who I want for the joy of my salvation. Hallelujah. He is the joy of my salvation. He's my rock. He's a saddle. I'm a great rock in the weary land. He's a great and a mighty God.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Well,
and 7. He stretched the north over the empty place and hung the one on what? Nothing.
Right.
And yet people say, there is no God.
Right.
There is no God. I was thinking the other day, meditating, the best I know how, the complexity of the human body and mind.
Right.
If everything that's in you, the blood vessels and the arteries and all of that, the nerves, if they would stretch them out on a straight line, it would take several miles to cover everything that's inside of you.
Yeah. Right.
And the human brain.
Yes.
Thank God for the human brain.
Yes. Right.
Thank God for the human brain.
Yes.
Anybody glad you got one?
Yeah.
Well, praise God. I'm glad I'm clothed in the right one.
Right. Right. Amen.
We're living in a generation of some folks ain't either one.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah. With no shame. Right. Where there's shame, not at all a shame. Neither come there blood.
Right.
But I thank God that the Lord put something in me. Oh, hallelujah. Now the Bible says if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God.
Right.
Who give it to all men liberally?
Yes.
And doesn't hold it back from us. Upbraideth not. You know how God gives you wisdom? If you've got a desire to have wisdom, you get your nose in that book.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
That's right.
Somebody said, Are you on Facebook? I better watch myself here tonight. I said, no, I got my face in the book.
Right.
Well, praise the Lord.
Yeah. Come on.
This world is caught up in all of this stuff. Social media. I can remember when there was no such thing as a cell phone.
Right.
Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
Now you get 10 miles down the road. Oh, I forgot my phone. So you go back home, get your phone. You got to have your phone.
Yes.
You know what? I thank God that I've got the Bible, that I can read.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, y'all sitting on me now.
Oh, all right.
Let me just stay here for a little bit. I'll plow this stump out. I might go over my time, my 20 minutes. But I'm going to tell you what. We need to focus. I will lift my eyes.
Right.
I will lift my eyes to the hills.
Come on.
I will lift my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord. You know what the Bible says? The Apostle Paul said, I know whom. He did not say in whom I believe. He said, I know whom I believe. I believe the Lord.
Yeah.
I believe the Lord. He daily loaded me with benefit.
Right.
What kind of benefit? Thank God for a reasonable amount of health and strength to the body. I should have been dead and in my grave.
Right.
Oh, come on, somebody. Yeah. But the Lord has been good to me.
Yeah.
And you can tell some folk what the Lord said, and they'll question that.
Right.
They go to the doctor. The doctor tells them you're going to die in 3 days. They believe that.
Right. Right.
They don't believe the Bible. Repent and be converted.
Yes.
Repent, every one of you. Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Right.
For the remission. For the remission. For the remission. Oh, hallelujah. Come on. I want you to know that God does not save you in yourself. He saved you. Hebrews, Luke 13:3. Repent that you may be converted.
Yes.
Yes.
See, sins may be blotted out.
Blotted out. That's right.
I thank God for salvation.
That's right.
Amen.
I was 16 years old when God, I was so hurt. And I preach this. I don't have a Bible verse for this. But I believe something that I will share it with you. No, I don't have a verse to prove it. But I believe that every person, every man, woman, every child, we were all born with a void.
Right.
With an emptiness.
Amen. Yeah.
And only God,
yes,
only the Spirit of God,
right,
can feel that.
Right.
I've seen people, they dress a certain way. That's their religion.
That's right.
They dress as modest as anybody you ever want to look at. You know I'm telling you, right? But I want to thank God that I made connection with that something up there,
right,
that had some help for me that I could not get for myself. He became obedient even to the death of the cross.
Yes.
A servant. He blessed us.
Yes.
Anybody blessed?
Yes.
You know, it's not what you possess. It's not what you own.
That's right.
If God has blessed you in that respect, I thank God for that. I thank God for you that God has blessed you. There's some things in life that I'd like to have better than what I have. And I'm happy with the house I live in.
Me too.
Yes.
I'm happy with the car, the truck that we drive.
Amen.
I'm happy with that. I've got an F-150 Ford truck. And I'm not getting paid for these commercials I'm getting out of here. 260,000 miles. Still runs just like I did the day I bought it. I'm happy, all right with that. I don't have to do something here one of these days. That's all right. But I got to tell you something. I don't have to have the best thing in life.
No, right.
Every time people catch up with the Joneses, you know what happens? They move.
Right.
So here we are, trying to catch up again.
Yeah.
Trying to catch up. Lord, come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah, but I've got Jesus.
Right.
I got Jesus.
Yeah.
He's enough. Anybody glad the Lord is enough to
bless?
Yes, yes. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm happy in Jesus tonight.
Yes, yes.
I'm praising the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. A lot of people don't agree with what you do. They don't agree with the way you worship. Well, but I thank God for what the Lord has done for me.
Yes.
Yes.
Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God at midnight.
Yes.
And suddenly. Anybody know what suddenly means?
Yes.
I mean, right now.
Right now.
Suddenly. Foundation of the prison was shaken.
Right.
All of the doors were open.
Yes, sir.
And this is the kind of apostolic Pentecostal Holy Roller tongue talking aisle running church I'd like to have. That kind of revival, every man's bands were loosed.
Right.
People come into the church, they're bound.
Yeah.
Right.
They got habits.
Right.
They're suffering from addiction.
Right.
They try to kick it. Like one man said, anybody can quit smoking. I've done it hundreds of times. Well, but God can set you free from it. He's a chain breaker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, excuse me. This blesses me. He's a chain breaker.
Yeah, right.
I can't do this. I can't do it. But if you look to the hills from where your help is coming,
right,
you can do it.
That's right.
And can I tell you, what you cannot do, He can.
That's right.
You go as far as you can go, He'll come down and touch you. He'll get a hold of your heart. He'll touch your life. He, my David said,
something in your heart.
Yes.
Nobody else can do this.
Right.
He filled that longing down in my soul. I'm closing tonight, but I want to remind you of something. Please take this home. And you're going to need this. You're going to wake up crying some morning. All it takes to change the rest of your life is one phone call.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
One diagnosis.
That's right.
Yes.
In the medical field. Somebody tell you this is what's going on. And can I tell you tonight? God is still God.
Amen.
He'll never change. Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
Have you not, if you have not reached your potential, if you have not reached and gotten what you want from God up to this point, try a little harder. Be a little more sincere. Tell God. And I want you to know the night God filled me with the Holy Ghost over 65 years ago.
Wow.
I was hungry for it.
Amen.
Yes.
I went to that altar that night to get it. I was determined. I'm not leaving here till I get the Holy Ghost.
Right.
And I walked away that night singing, shouting, speaking in tongues, praising God.
All right. Yes.
Because I got my help.
Yes.
I got one.
Yes. Yes.
God bless you, Brother Casey.
Yes.
Thank you.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. You're a keeper, Lord. You keep us.